Welcome to this week's installment of Cinema Chat. Again, I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Russ Collins. He is the executive director of the Michigan Theater, back from Traverse City Film Festival and ready to go once again. Have a good time up north?
Yeah, it's a very fun festival. It's got an up north vibe to it, and there's some very good films. A lot of the films that they do as part of their festival, we show at the Michigan and State Theaters, just part of our regular program. And then we also showed a whole bunch of the films that they show at Traverse City at Cinema. Utopia as
right.
But you know, it's a very good film, and just like a festival, and just like Cinetopia, there's a lot of filmmakers in town. Again, not a lot of big stars. I got to talk to Michael Apted, who you may know from the Up series. He also directed a Bond film and Coal Miner's Daughter, and he was a very accomplished director, British director. And
Coal Miner's Daughter won an Oscar, I think, at least Sissy Spacek did.
Yep, absolutely. And he's very good with actors. But this, he doesn't deal with any actors on this. It's a documentary about lenses, camera lenses. For Beatles fans, there was a film called Rubber Soul, which was actually a reenacted interviews that John Lennon did 10 years apart in 1970, right after the Beatles broke up, and 1980, unfortunately, just before he was assassinated.
Away, right.
But it was very interesting to see these two interviews that were done with Rolling Stone and Playboy intercut between each other, and it just shows a human being that's growing up to a certain degree, but also a person who is kind of the same, like we all do. We're all kind of different.
Sure, there are deep-seated convictions, and yet there is growth and changes in perception.
Yeah, I mean, in one interview he said, Paul McCartney and I, we didn't write any songs together, except I Want to Hold Your Hand, and then 10 years later he said, well, I just lied about that. Yeah, we worked on most of the songs together. So anyway, it's pretty funny. And then there was a documentary on Clark Terry, the jazz trumpet player, that was really compelling, called Keep On Keeping On. One of the mentors that he had, a young piano player who was blind, and Clark Terry was going blind because of diabetes. Anyways, very good. Paul Einhorn, who we had in Ann Arbor last year for This Is Mountain Barner as part of Cinetopia.
That turned out to be a favorite.
Oh, yeah, and it won the Independent Spirit Award for the best small budget film last year. But Paul Einhorn was up in Traverse City, and he has a film called Land Ho that's going to be released later this year. There was a fun French film directed by Victor Levin, who I also got to talk to. It's not a French film, it's an American film about a French sensibility called 5 to 7. And then the big hit that had the biggest buzz was a documentary called Meet the Patels, and it's a fun and funny examination of by a brother and sister of their family, as the brother has had not a lot of success. He has a big romantic breakup with his girlfriend, so he decides to go to the Asian Indian American community for an arranged marriage. It's just a very funny family drama. The whole family was there, the mother, the father, the brother, the sister, and they were very charming, and the film was just a lot of fun. Nobody said bad things about Meet the Patels, so we'll look forward to seeing that.
Awesome. There's some news out of Japan as well, isn't it?
Yeah. So Studio Ghibli, that was the studio that made Hayao Miyazaki's film, and he did My Neighbor Totoro, Spirited Away, and the recent hit film, The Wind Rises.
So all animated stuff.
All animated stuff, and he did most of the work himself. It was an amazing guy, but they did other Japanese animation stuff. There was a report that they were going out of business because their chief artist, Hayao Miyazaki, was retiring. Mm-hmm. However, apparently it was just poor translation, and they said they're just kind of reassessing and taking a break, and they're not going out of business. So you got to be careful when you're dealing with
translation.
That was
a great movie, Lost in Translation.
That's right. opening at the Michigan Theater tomorrow is Venus in Fur, which is Roman Polanski's latest film. Roman Polanski is a controversial character because of some criminal difficulties that he had in California. But he directed Chinatown and Rosemary Baby. He's a very gifted director. And this is about... He was in Chinatown and done some stuff. But he's really a very talented director. The review of this film, Venus in Fur, says, Polanski's direction of his performers is assured. The camera work is precise and the power games moving, shifting, constantly surprising, and inescapably queasy, conflating art and artist hold us all in their thrall. all. And so the reviews on this are very strong, and it's about a director who's trying to find the right person for the play that he's trying to cast, and then this woman comes in, and I'm thinking of kind of a Barbara Streisand. There's stories that, they were auditioning, and then all of a sudden Barbara Streisand blows in and is like,
that's it.
And in this case, there's a little more sexual tension than you might think of with the kind of Broadway Barbara Streisand thing. But anyway, this film, Venus and Fur, it was based on a Broadway play, and we'll look forward to seeing that. It opens this Friday.
It's one of those weird things, kind of like Woody Allen. There's so much out there about the man instead of the movie director that it makes it almost uncomfortable. And sometimes I have to do this kind of compartmentalization and separate it and go enjoy the art for art's sake and forget about who made the art.
Right, and you just need to think about there's a band, a jam band, that was really controversial about a lot of stuff that they did. What was their name? Oh, Grateful Dead. David's favorite band.
God bless Ken Kesey.
That's right. I, Origins, is directed by Michael Cahill, who was a classmate of Britt Marling, who was here as one of our Sundance films, a very appealing and talented actress and very, very smart lady. And we did a preview screening of this film a few weeks ago, I, Origins, and it's about this eye doctor who's doing research on the eyes, and he finds this thing out in an exotic young woman that really kind of disrupts his way of thinking about life, and then he travels halfway around the world and risks everything to validate his theory that he discovers.
And Michael Pitt's one of those actors you may not know exactly who it is when you hear his name, but when you see him, you'll recognize him, and he does really good work.
Yeah, he's very, very talented. So I, Origins, again, opens Friday at the State Theater. Before You Know It is an interesting documentary that we're just doing a couple times, August 13th and 14th, about the 2.4 million estimated lesbian and gay folks that are over 55. So it's kind of outrageous and a lot of fun. A bittersweet documentary that follows three gay men in different parts of the country, and it's about their story, their trials and tribulations of being raised and being gay in a less sympathetic world than we find ourselves now, and a compelling piece. Go check it out.
Thank 13th God they're still 14th. Young enough and well enough to enjoy it.
Exactly. And then, as part of the classic series that we're doing this week on Tuesday and Sunday, and then next Tuesday, we're doing the original Japanese Godzilla from the 1950s.
Which to me is still better than any of the big special effects ones.
Well, absolutely. And for the United States release, they overdubbed it in English, and they interploid some scenes that featured Raymond Burr, who was better known
as Ironside,
and Perry Mason, a detective kind of drama guy, American. But he wasn't in the original Japanese version. It was a metaphor for the what the atomic bomb did into the people of Japan. But anyway, it's probably the most classic monster movie of the 50s. Anyway,
I always wanted to be the guy in the suit that got to crush towns, and stomp through them. That would be great.
The original Godzilla, restored to its original Japanese origins, is playing on Sunday and Tuesday. Sunday at 1:30 and Tuesday at 7. And then our series that's Classics After Dark features a Jean-Luc Godard film, Alphaville, next Thursday. Tonight, we're doing The Man Who Fell to Earth. It stars David Bowie. So go check that out. Those are at 10 o'clock on Thursdays, both Alphaville.
He's a really good actor.
He's a very amazing guy, David Bowie.
Yeah, he is.
He's a great visual artist. He's a wonderful musician and a very talented actor. He's just a talented person. You just want to hate him.
He's a great pantomimist.
Yeah, he's really
he can almost be still on stage, and yet you have a sense of motion. And you cannot take your eyes off him.
Yeah, he's amazing. The film The Man Who Fell to Earth is a very compelling thing. Well, opening at the multiplexes is The 100-Foot Journey. Now, this is the kind of film that you kind of expect to see at the Michigan Theater, but it's getting a wide release.
Well, it's got Steven Spielberg and Oprah Winfrey attached. That's going to get you wide release right away.
Exactly. And it's about
Helen Mirren's in it.
It's set in the south of France, and Helen Mirren plays a restaurateur, a very highbrow hoit cuisine restaurateur, and this Indian family comes into the south of France, and one of their family members is a culinary genius, and they try to establish a restaurant there, an Indian-inspired restaurant, and Helen Mirren kind of gives them a hard time. But again, The Hungerford Journey opens at theaters everywhere, and it's gotten, you know, mostly good reviews, not a little bit 50-50, but you might want to check that out.
I'm biased, but I like Helen Mirren in just about everything.
She's great, absolutely. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, there's a remake of that film, as if it's needed, but anyway.
Why?
It's got Megan Fox in it, so maybe that's it. The motion capture creation of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle characters is very well praised. Variety says neither a particularly good movie nor the pop culture travesty that some folks were dreading. So we can...
It would certainly fall into that category.
If you're interested in four gigantic turtle human things that are named after Renaissance era painters, you should definitely check this out. Step It Up, All In is a continuation of the series. If you like the
There's
Step
been
It Up...
There's been a lot of those, haven't
they? Yeah, this is the fifth one.
Fifth one?
And this is in 3D. It's, so again, if you like that dance movie, go to it. If you're not into it, you're not missing anything. And then there's a disaster, kind of an old-fashioned disaster film called Into the Storm, which is about an unprecedented onslaught of tornadoes that hit a community, and then about storm chasers that chase the storm and the other people who are completely
cowed and destroyed. Didn't we call that Twister 10 years ago?
I think we did. But anyway, there it is. That's opening up at the multiplexes everywhere. So there's a lot to see. There's good stuff still in the theaters that we've had the previous few weeks, and keep in mind, if you have the opportunity, go check out a festival. Toronto's coming up in September, and keep on your calendar Cinetopia for June 2015.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. We thank you for listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.